I'm going home. That's what a young lady told her boyfriend in Central African Republic. It all started because he was going on a business trip, and he had a very important decision to make. Should he take his wife or his girlfriend? His wife or his girlfriend? He decided to take his girlfriend. Upon arriving at the hotel, as she went to unpack, he sat down beside a small table. And on that table was the blue book. He picked it up, and it just happened to be a Gideon Testament. Now, I don't know what scripture he read. It really doesn't matter. But within a few minutes, he was convicted of a sin. And when the young lady returned and said that everything had been put away, he looked at her and said, "This is wrong. We can't be here like this." He said, "Fine, I'm going home." She packed, called a cab, and left. But the young man had to stay for his meeting. So every free moment he had, he picked up that testament and read it. And when he went home, he went to see a nearby pastor. Said, "Pastor, can you tell me about this man, Jesus, I've been reading about in this book? Today, this man and his family are Christians. He is also a Gideon." Who are the Gideons? We're an association of Christian business and professional men, assisted by our wives, who believe in the Bible is inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as God's eternal Son, and we must have accepted him as our personal Savior. We must be members in good standing of an evangelical church or assembly, and our pastors have to recommend us to become members of the Gideons. Today, the Gideons are organized in 200 countries around the world. We publish scriptures in 100 different languages. We place Bibles in designated traffic lanes of life, such as hotels, motels, hospitals. We distribute New Testaments to school children, on college campuses, to fire, police and medical personnel, to men and women in the armed forces, and on a personal basis. As members of a local church, Gideon's visit churches just like yours to let you know how God is using the seeds that we are sowing. We are an extension of your church, and we share this work in partnership with believers like you around the world. The Gideons were organized in 1899, and it took us 22 years, 22 years to distribute our first 1 million scriptures. But today, because of people like you and your support of the Gideon ministry, the Gideons distribute 1 million scriptures every 4 days and 2 hours. Thank you for making that possible. I'm supposed to read this, what we're supposed to say about the Republic of China. The Gideons International is legally distributing scriptures of the People's Republic of China, and to date have distributed more than 3 million copies in 14 different provinces. These scriptures are distributed by international Gideon teams and are made available through distribution through Christian-owned businesses. We praise God for the open doors across Asia, where one out of every three people live. In May, I sat in a motel room outside of Macon, Georgia, seriously contemplating taking my life. I was playing guitar in a band and had been for several years. I was on drugs and drinking heavily. All the glamour and excitement that went with show business had turned to bleak darkness. I had taken as much as I could, and about 2 a.m., I was ready to end it all. I called my mother and told her I loved her, and as I hung up the phone, I reached for the pistol, which I had put in the nightstand drawer. For the first time, I noticed a Bible in that drawer. It had been placed there by the Gideons. When I picked it up, it opened to Matthew 11, and I read verses 28 through 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest into your souls, and my yoke is easy, and my way burden. Light. As I read, I realized that I did not have to end my life or carry my burdens any longer. I simply turned them over to the Lord. Years later, I was called to preach the gospel. I now pastor a church in Newark, Texas, signed by Reverend Tommy Brock, Newark, Texas. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in our world, there will be approximately 155,000 people who will die. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, 10 people just die. How many of these dear souls were saved? For you see in Romans, chapter 10, verse 7 is written, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And from Isaiah 55, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The following note was found in the Gideon Bible in a jail cell in Los Angeles, California. Dear God, I know I was wrong, but I hope you will forgive me. Jesus, when I go to court on Monday, please get me out of here so I can put Tauntaun back in school. Jesus, I will stay out of trouble from now on. I'm really tired of leaving my children behind. This time, I'm really coming to you to stay. I'm going to talk to my sister Lois and ask her to help me to pray, because now I know you're real. Thank you for answering my prayer. What a beautiful thought. For now, I know you're real. This letter was sent to our international headquarters from Melody, a flight attendant. It is 9 a.m., and I've done 5 beverage services and 2 meal services on my way from Miami to London. I've been up for over 24 hours, and I just walked into my hotel room. My first thought was, is there a Bible in my bedside drawer? I've been a flight attendant for almost 40 years. Each city where I spend the night, I count on having the Bible in my motel room, and I have not been disappointed. I do not know if you have thought about the thousands of flight attendants that you have ministered to in all these hotel rooms for all these years. Having God's word in each room is an answer, amazing miracle to me, and I cannot thank you enough. I know of no other organization in the world that fulfills Matthew 28:19 better than the Gideon's International. God has blessed your efforts, and they have been such an inspiration to me. You have blessed countless flight attendants who have many homes away from home and can always count on having his word to be in their room. In the right place at the right time. My daughter Nancy was ill with lymphoma cancer for a year. She had made a profession of faith when she was 9 years of age. She had drifted away from active participation in the church. When she related her feelings to me, I knew she needed the personal assurance of Jesus Christ. She knew her case was terminal. Her mother and I went into her hotel room one morning and found her glowing. She, like Jacob, had spent the night reading the Gospels. And it came to her in the 56th Psalm. God became real to her. She spent her remaining time visiting other patients in the hospital, witnessing to them. She gave money to the less fortunate. When she received flowers, she would separate them into smaller containers and share them with the other patients. In a short time that Nancy had to live after she found the Lord, she did more than many do in a lifetime. Nancy passed away in November, and the sorrow of her passing still lingers with painful remembrance. But I thank God for the Gideon Bible being in the right place at the right time. And that's signed by Reverend H.G. Shrewsbury, Beckley, West Virginia. It was Thursday, September the 28th. 2 Gideons went to an elementary school. And to the 5th and 6th grade students at that school, they distributed 4 of these testaments. You say, Brother Jack, two Gideons and only four Testaments. Yes, that's what I said, folks. But you know, God often has a divine reason that is beyond our understanding. We just need to be faithful to go. We need to go today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow does not always come at the best of time. For you see, that was just not any ordinary elementary school. It was a Nichols Mines Amish school in Bart Township, Lancaster County. And we know what happened just a few days later, on October the 2nd. One of the worst school shootings that ever occurred happened at that school. Only eternity will tell if one of the students killed received one of those testaments. I'd like to share with you my walk as a Gideon, distributing God's word. What a blessing and privilege it is for me. I don't know how many of you attend the Bloomsburg Fair, but last year at the Bloomsburg Fair during the week, we distributed 5,751 of these testaments. You were with us to Penn State University, September the 21st last year. We're allowed one location on campus, but we surround the campus on the sidewalks. And during the 5 hours that we're allowed there, we distributed 6,959 of these testaments. You were with me at the Bloomsburg University on October the 11th. We're not on campus for 2 hours. And during that two-hour period, we distributed 1,351 of these testaments. There's a new hotel just opened this week, the Marriott Fairfield in Light Street, right outside of Bloomsburg. About 2 weeks ago, we Bibled that church. 100 rooms are filled with Gideon Bibles. I hate your trash. That's what a young man told me as I stood at a large university in Western Pennsylvania. As the students came and said, would you like a free copy of God? Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Then a young man approached me, and I reached out, and he grabbed a testament out of my hand about this far in front of my face. He destroyed it. He tore the covers off, ripped the pages off, walked over, threw it in a trash can, and said, I hate your trash. As he walked away, he said, God bless you, son. Every church service I have, I share that testimony. I want you to pray for that young man. I don't know his name, but God does. And I know God will touch and change his life. When I was a trustee at the Williamsport Area Community College, that's been a few years ago, I was invited by Taiwan to come to their country at their expense to sign agreements between the Williamsport Area Community College and universities over there. Before I went, I told my wife I thought I'd buy some testaments to take with me. She said, Jack, you better not, you'll get in trouble. Husbands, we don't listen to our wives anyway, do we? So I purchased 25 of these testaments to take with me. And I can tell you, people, on the left side is English, but on the right side just looks like chicken tracks. And one day they flew us to a university in the southern part of Taiwan. And as I started to walk across the campus, there was a large group of students there, and two girls approached me, and one girl said to me, sir, would you like to pray with us? And the other girl corrected her English and said, would you like to play with us? And I said, I'm sorry, I have an appointment with your president, but thank you for asking me. Upon completing that appointment with the president, I had two of these Bibles in my attaché case. I opened and took them out, and as I approached the circle, two girls approached me. And I reached out, and they just went like this. I didn't tell them what it was. They do. they knew it was the Word of God. And they promised to share those two testaments with the other children in that circle. You were with Jack Lewis to Tanzania the last week in August, the first week in September of 2007. It was an international Bible Blitz where Gideons from around the world come to work with the Gideons in that Tanzania country to distribute testaments. And during the 2 weeks that we were there, we distributed 365,000 of these testaments in Swahili. A moment in time, folks, I'll take to my grave. This particular day, they lined the students up in the courtyard by grades. And as I handed out my last testament, and what you have to realize, people, this is the first book they've ever had. They'd never had a book before. I turned around to leave, and they pushed up to me a man in a wheelchair. Now, this young man had no arms or no legs. So the only thing I could do was lay his testament on the seat of his wheelchair where his legs should have been. He looked up at me and smiled and says, "Thank you. Thank you. Would you look at me, please?" He's smiling at you, saying, "Thank you. Thank you." Because it's just possible that you or this church gave the $1.27 that allowed me to place that Bible on the seat of his wheelchair. It was a Bible Blitz in the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia. My station was southeast Philadelphia, both black and Hispanic. I stood on the sidewalk. We got there early, 7 o'clock in the morning. Students come, "Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir." Pretty soon a patrol car pulled up the curb and I was rolled down and said, "Hey, what are you doing there?" "Passing out God's word. Could we each have a copy?" "Sure." Rover handed each of the officers a copy. Another moment in time, I stood on a curb outside of a high school in southeast Philadelphia with two cases of these testaments, 100 in each case. About 3:15, the bells rang, and now that school was a flood of black students. And as I handed out the testaments, not one child grabbed in the box to grab one. They waited till I handed it to them. And people, all I could see were black hands, and all I could smell were smelly sneakers. And then they were gone. "But mister, please, I'd like one for my grandma." "I'm sorry, son. Sorry, son, but they're all gone. Please, mister, one for my grandma." And then I remember inside my sports jacket, the night before, I'd taken a testament, and in the back I made some notes of how many we give out in so many days, how many different languages. I said, "Here, son, for grandma." And he was gone. We would like to ask for your help. Our number one help, and I know that you are praying, church, pray for the Gideon ministry. Say, "God, bless the Gideon ministry. We covet your prayers. We need funds to buy more scriptures to send around the world. Those 1 million scriptures every 4 days and 2 hours are given out one at a time by Gideon or by our wife, so we need members to join us in this ministry. And we'd ask that any of you interested, please see me afterwards. We'd be delighted to invite you into this ministry. Every scripture we distribute, every salvation testimony, is the result of the generosity of someone just like you. Please remember, as your pastor said, every cent you contribute will be used to purchase, produce, and ship scriptures. The overhead of the Gideons is paid by our dues. And 35% of what you give goes back to Snyder County to buy scriptures and Bibles to be placed in this county. You may also purchase scriptures throughout the year, which your pastor mentioned. There's several types of cards, thinking of you, in recognition, and in sympathy. And I have a short presentation to show you right now. If you watch, please look at the screen.
You want to give them a special gift. One that's unique. One that will last. But in a world of temporary, what can you give? Give a Gideon card, the greeting card that changes everything. Gideon cards are beautiful expressions of faith, hope, and love. But Gideon cards give you a unique way to share a gift of lasting significance with those you love. Unlike other greeting cards, Gideon cards are actually free. And when you give a Gideon card, you donate scriptures that God can use to change lives for eternity. And the process is simple. Choose your card. Write your note. Send your card. And donate Bibles. Each year, Gideons place some 90 million scriptures into the hands of people in over 195 countries, all over the world. People who need the kind of change that only God can bring.
I picked up a Gideon's Bible and read it and became immediately peaceful in a way that I had never experienced at the time.
The next occasion you have to honor someone special, give them a Gideon card and change a life. Give a voice to your faith in times of joy and sorrow, reflection and celebration, prayer and thanksgiving. Share a Gideon card to express your faith, encourage others, and change lives for eternity. So don't wait. Give the greeting card that changes everything. Send a Gideon card online at sendtheword.org or select a card from the display in your church. Either way, you can give a special gift that's unique and will last. Gideon cards, send the word and change a life. Visit sendtheword.org today. Gideon cards, send the word and change a life.
Today in India, there will be 24,000 people who will die in India today. 24,500 people will die in India today. But also today in India, there will be 75,000 new babies born. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. 10 babies have just been born on our earth. Pastor, I want to thank you for this opportunity to share about the Worldwide Ministry of the Gideons International and congregation. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Believe me, it's been my honor and privilege to worship with you today. God bless each of you. Thank you.